Stand up and speak out against domestic violence. Your voice is important. How are you going to stand up and speak out against domestic violence? El Refugio has invited strong men, leaders in our community, including Judge Ron Hall, Sheriff Raul Villanueva, Justin Cano, Jean Bustillos, Sam Lowen, George Zocca, and John Carter, among others, who have agreed to lift their voices in solidarity with El Refugio to raise awareness of what is happening in our own community. You can join these men and lift your voice and stand tall against domestic violence. Did you know that every 12 seconds a woman is beaten? The stories we read in newspapers are our sisters, our mothers, our friends, and partners. Listen to the voices of integrity and commitment tell stories about women, men, and children that have died at the hands of someone they loved.
Hello, my name is Kevin Flam, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. A domestic dispute leaves two dead. Thursday, October 13th, 2011. An argument between a man and a woman in a northeast Albuquerque ended in murder-suicide Thursday morning. While investigators are still working to piece together the story, they believe there was a history of domestic violence between Gilbert Ladenaga, 46, and Athena Martinez, 28. Albuquerque police responded to reports of shots fired at the Sandpiper Apartments around 8 a.m. Thursday. When officers pulled up, they found Ladenaga dead on the sidewalk outside the apartments. They then found Martinez, who had been shot at least three times in the chest. Martinez was rushed to the hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. Police believe Ladenaga shot Martinez before turning the gun on himself. Officers say this is not the first time they had been to the apartment where Ladenaga and Martinez were found. As a law enforcement officer myself for 27 years, many times I have dealt with situations that were very difficult and sometimes caused me to lose sleep the night after dealing with the situations. It is my goal, and always will be my goal, that violence be brought to a stop. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Angel Torres, and today I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence, and this is a true story. In Belen, New Mexico, a double homicide suspect crashes truck during chase. A domestic dispute over a cell phone escalated into a double homicide, leaving a mother and daughter dead Friday. Family members said Stephanie Gonzalez, 24, dedicated her life to raising her four-year-old son. Their bond, however, was cut short after police said Gonzalez's ex-boyfriend, 30-year-old Matthew Chavez, shot her and her mother, Angela Romero, Thursday night in Belen, just to get back Gonzalez's cell phone. Gonzalez's sister, Deborah Aragones, said her nephew saw the shooting happen. "It's just not real," Aragones said. Belen police said Chavez fled after the incident, but officers caught up with him after a high-speed chase ended in a crash. Investigators said Chavez was injured and was taken to the University of New Mexico Hospital. Family and friends were relieved that Chavez was caught, saying that Gonzalez had been trying to distance herself from the man. "He wasn't leaving her alone," said Gonzalez's friend. Chavez was arrested a few weeks later, just after his parole on an involuntary manslaughter charge ended in November. I decided to be a voice for domestic violence because I am against it and I have seen it in my life. And my mom works for a shelter, and there's some stuff that I have seen in life that makes me turn away from it and look at people in different ways when they attempt and do domestic violence on other women and children. Domestic violence isn't really the way to go. If you're man enough to hit a woman, then you're not a man. If you really want to be a man, you'd be man enough to walk away and let the girl deal on it on her own and stay away from the children.
Hello, my name is Albert Davalos, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. Riverside, California. Laura Riveriano, 25, sought a domestic violence restraining order against her 23-year-old ex-boyfriend on August 27, 2012. Ms. Rodriguez had allegedly made threats to Ms. Riveriano, saying that if she refused to marry him, the couple and their two children would all be laid to rest. Selvin called and told me that he would follow me to the end of the earth and would kill the kids if they are not with him, and there would be nowhere I could hide, Riveriano wrote in the request of the protection order. A Riverside County judge granted the temporary restraining order on August 28th, saying Rodriguez had to stay at least 100 yards away from Riveriano and her children and could not contact them. The judge set hearings for child custody and establishing a permanent restraining order for later in September. But early last Thursday, Riveriano and her two children, Selvin, 4, and Emily, 1, were found stabbed to death in their home on a quiet cul-de-sac in West Riverside. Rodriguez was found minutes later after a caller reported a man who matched the description walking away from a car near the freeway. The caller described the man as being covered in blood and holding a knife in his hand. When police arrived, Rodriguez ran and was shot by a Corona police officer. He remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. According to neighbors, Rodriguez took Riveriano and her children to a park on August 25th, 2 days prior to the incident, where he asked her to marry him. Some of my thoughts on this is that we have to make a stand against domestic violence, especially the male community members of Grant County as well as the state of New Mexico. We have to show everybody out there that we will be their voice and we will assist them in anything they need to do, and they can come and rely on us. It's about time that we try to combat something that might not be easily fixable, but can be at least attempted. I believe that domestic violence, as it is a crime, is deeper than it is believed to be, because it not only affects the recipient, but it also affects their children, their family members, as well as the community around it. Most people believe that it's a resource issue, but it truly isn't. It's a crime against humanity because it demoralizes the people that are supposed to live in a loving environment, and it teaches them negative habits, which unfortunately go into the world with them. If we don't make a stand against domestic violence, we're giving up our humanity. It's as big as a crime as anybody would ever believe it. In fact, it's probably worse than murder in a sense, because it not only affects one or two people, it affects generations and generations and generations. I believe that it is important as a man in this community to never use any form of violence, whether it be verbal, physical, or emotional, to get what I or anybody wants from any person, especially the persons that I love. And I would hope you would take a stand to do that as well. And I challenge you to try to become better people, better persons. And remember, the true love is given with hugs, not fists. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ricky Villalobos, and I have chosen to stand up, speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it's preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence that is a true story. A 31-year-old woman stabbed her fiancé to death hours before they were scheduled to be married. Franklin was charged with homicide for stabbing the death of a 36-year-old fiancé on Saturday. Police were called at 2:19 a.m. Officers found Brewster on a second floor landing of his apartment building. Police say Brewster was stabbed twice in his left torso, which resulted in his heart being punctured. Brewster was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries. The two were scheduled to get married at 10 a.m. At her arraignment by video from Lee County Prison, it was reported Franklin, apparently unable to grasp that he was dead, pleaded to the judge, "You got to check again." Frank sobbed and covered her face. "I want my family back," she said. "I want to go home." A witness told authorities that Franklin and Brewster were about to head out to get some food where they began arguing. Franklin began swinging her knife and stabbed Brewster. The bride-to-be was tackled by a family member until the weapon was knocked out of her hand. Four children were also inside the apartment at the time of the stabbing, and one of them removed the knife and took it to the kitchen, according to the court documents. I believe that anything is possible if we all work together as one against domestic violence. I believe that it's important as a man in the community to never use any form of violence, verbal, physical, or emotional, to get what I want from any person, especially the persons that I love. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Gabriel Ramos, and I have chosen to stand up and speak out against domestic violence. I want you to know that domestic violence is a crime. One in every four women is a victim of domestic violence in New Mexico. In Grant County, we rank sixth in the state for incidents of domestic violence. Domestic violence touches each and every one of us, and it is preventable. Today, I'm going to share with you a story about domestic violence. This is a true story. Police identify mother slain with screwdriver. Sunday, August 12, 2012, in Lathrop, California. 43-year-old woman killed in her home over the weekend. The woman's husband, Charlie Dumleo, 38, had dialed 911 at 12:07 a.m. Sunday to report that he had just killed his wife. The couple's young children were home at the time. A girl talked through an upstairs window told deputies she needed help. The sheriff's deputies broke down the door to enter the two-story townhouse to find Dumleo leaning over his lifeless wife, wielding a large screwdriver. They had a new baby and a daughter, aged 5 or 6. The family shared the three-bedroom townhome with other tenants. Charlie Dumleo declined a request Monday from the record for an interview. He remains in custody at the San Joaquin County Jail under mental health watch. He's charged with murder, 2 counts of attempted murder, and 2 counts of child endangerment. This is Lathrop's second suspected homicide this year. On June 8th, Saul Salas of Stockton was shot and killed outside a nightclub after the bar was closed. I truly believe that domestic violence is definitely something that bothers everyone within their household, and especially when kids are involved and get to see the violence. This is something that really needs to get stopped and be prevented. I really feel that the kids are the ones that really suffer in these incidences, and we really need to do what we can to prevent this. As a community leader here in Grant County, I really feel that domestic violence is definitely something that we need to do away with. After all, our children is what we live for, and they're the ones that suffer. We really feel, I know in our families, that domestic violence is really something that has gone unwarranted and doesn't need to happen. We really would like to, as a family, my personal family, reach out to everyone and ask everyone to please do away with domestic violence and keep our happy families going. And most of all, do it for the kids.
How many more lives will be lost to domestic violence? How do you feel listening to this story? What are you going to do? It is up to you and me to take a stand against abuse. You can stand up and speak out against domestic violence in our community to protect our sisters and brothers. You can help the police and judges bring justice to our community by insisting that people who abuse are not to be tolerated. Also, if you know anyone who needs to find safety from domestic violence, call El Refugio at 888-538-2125. We can provide you safety and counseling and help you find services you need to rebuild your life after domestic violence. You do not have to be a victim, but can survive and thrive. Also, check us out on the website at eridv.org to find out how you can be involved and be part of our healing. We must stand up and speak out to prevent these tragedies of domestic violence.